What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Okay, as we're off and running, 3.5 hours of sports coming up here for you. General at your service. If you see me, beer me. N.A. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion, Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and 635. Fixed it to go 3.5 flawless like it's nothing. Man's got us stuck on automatic. Woolchuck and Chiafalo, your nosebleed brothers, are in the house. And coordinating your video, you have both Aiden Butler over there and Austin Nix. I think Aiden just tagged out. He's heading home for the afternoon with the masterpiece. So salute to him, and thanks to Austin for coordinating. You can watch us on YouTube and listen at 105thefan.com. Of course, the Odyssey app. Your Rangers are back in action tonight. Goran Gausman on the hill. Skip telling KNC there is a very good chance shortstop Corey Seager returns to the lineup today. The half-cocked, frustrated rant I had yesterday in my return after he'd still not played, and I've been gone for 4 days, still hadn't played, it went viral. And looking back at what I said yesterday at this time about him wasn't fair, wasn't accurate, so I want to apologize to Seegs, my favorite Ranger of all time.
Are you ball sacking us right now?
But
yeah,
I
was wondering.
Well, I kind of suggested that he hadn't passed the protocol, or he had passed the protocol. You know what I'm saying?
And he just didn't want to play.
And he just didn't want to play.
Got it.
I was like, man, and this is crazy. The 13-day concussion, you know?
Yeah.
You played on. It's not like you were knocked out, you know? Everybody saw that play that happened 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. over 2 weeks ago now. And, you know, I just didn't think that should be a 2-week concussion. I thought a football player would have played like a week earlier. But apparently he had not passed the protocol. And he was not able to do that until, it was too late for him to play in Miami. So I do want to sort of acknowledge that and apologize to Seager in that regard, but I will not apologize as far as it's time to move on. This dude's fragile is what we're seeing.
Yes,
apparently,
I agree with that.
Apparently that hit did cause a 2-week concussion. So for me, what's left to be determined with Corey Seager is the when, not the if. It's time to move on.
I'm with you. I think that there's certainly going to be some clubs at the deadline that should give you a pretty good return for Corey Seager, because he's a player that has tremendous success in the postseason. And when he's on, he's still one of the best hitters in all of Major League Baseball. I think if the Rangers were to keep him, what you now have to do is DH him. I don't think he needs to be playing in the field. Now, this is where the conflict is. I don't know how much Corey's going to be like, yeah, that's cool with me. But I think you have to preserve him at all costs, because clearly when we talk about this team, and it's been just what feels like over and over and over deja vu for the last 3 years now, the offense isn't good enough. Well, he's arguably your best offensive player when he's on. So you got to find a way to keep his bat in the lineup. So now when you've got guys like Nicky Lopez and Ezekiel Duran who have really taken over second and shortstop and been really good defensively, I think you just got to DH him, but then it's like, okay, what do you do with Jock Peterson? Is he going to play first base for you? So
better at first than right field, but still not good.
So I'm not putting him at right field. And then there's the Berger question. So that kind of hurts you a little bit in putting the optimum lineup out there, and I would certainly be taking calls for him at this point.
So how much is his value impacted by his struggles?
You know, I think right now you're selling at a low point. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need him to kind of get going here before the deadline to build back up that that return.
You know, I don't want a full rebuild. Let me just say that. I don't think like you move on from Seager to be like, hey, we're done here. I just want to see what things could look like if you moved off one of the most injury prone players. And I've always been anti-injury prone player consistently on this show, football, basketball, whatever. I think it's less of a situation in baseball, but when even baseball is tearing your ass up, and apparently from what I've heard in feedback since this video went viral, he's actually one of the toughest SOBs on the team.
Yeah.
Because he's got to constantly be playing through something that hurts. That's just how much he gets hurt. You know, so when he's got to be out, it's not a matter of toughness. It's a matter of he's compromised to the point that toughness won't allow you to play through it. It's a reality that team builders have to face. And the complicating thing here is he's a legend,
mm-hmm.
You know, and you got to the top of the mountain with him. But the best coaches, the best team builders, they don't actually bonus that much. They're just talking about what is next. And they're ruthless and shrewd with their decision making with legends and fan favorites, because you can't win with what you were in the past. It's all about what you can do now. And sports should be the ultimate meritocracy. You know, I think Mark Cuban's ownership of the Mavs was ultimately good, but he fell in love with Dirk too much. And for like 5 years, was just building to try to get Dirk in the playoffs because he was a legend. And, you know, there was a way to keep Dirk and build for the future, or there was a way to move on from Dirk and have the organization be in a better place for it. And either one of those paths, I think, would have been better than just trying to make the playoffs to honor Dirk because he was the greatest player ever. And I'm certainly not complaining. Those years were kind of lost in void years as you look back in the past. But Mark Cuban was so emotionally attached to Dirk the person and what he accomplished that he couldn't put the organization's needs ahead of it. So that's where I am with Corey Seager. And, I imagine that for some people over there at the Rangers, there's another Gavin Dawson video of, wow, look at what this dumbass said. And I got to live with that. Okay. He's got to live with the fact that he's the most injury prone superstar in baseball of this era. And unfortunately, maybe I put my foot in my mouth a little bit there, spoke out of turn. It happens. You're out of the news cycle, you know?
Yeah. I was off the vacay.
And it shocked me, you know, when,
it shocked
it didn't reach lighter levels of pushback, did it?
No, nothing like that.
Yeah. No.
You got called out on the injury, not on the opinion.
Yeah,
just the toughness factor.
Not knowing what I was talking about, because I said there's no way he hasn't passed protocol by now. It's been 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know?
Because well,
the league does have a protocol that's 7 days long, right? They even give you kind of a timetable. So, I mean, if you're getting to be like...
But you got
to
pass the test.
I know, yeah. but they're kind of like, they're not saying like 2 weeks. They're saying a week, hey, you should be back. That's kind of what, by them putting it out there. Am I wrong about that?
What I'd heard is that he just hadn't passed the tests. I think there's a general guideline, but there's also like, you got to be able to do this, that, and the other thing to return to play, and he just hadn't got there.
Okay.
Maybe he hadn't tried. Maybe, you know, I guess there's always the possibility, if you wanted to be cynical about Seager, that they were just saying, let's wait longer. But, you know, so this is the third time we've heard he's probably coming back, and I imagine he'll be back in the lineup tonight with the pregame coming up at 5:30 in Toronto. They're trying to hang on before the All-Star break. They are still just 2.5 back. Actually, the Rangers, Astros, and A's are all 2.5 back. So there's a three-way tie behind the Mariners, who got blown out by the Pirates last night, 11-1. So yeah. Thanks to Pittsburgh. Toronto's 9 games back in their division, even though they have a slightly better record than the Rangers. They just, you know, have to contend with the Yankees. So kind of a blessing here that you're still going to be playoff, you know, you're going to be in the playoff picture for a while, as long as you don't go up to Toronto and lay an egg. It's been a house of horrors over the years, you know, and this team is already struggling to play on the road a little bit. Thanks to Morris Johnson for joining the Fan earlier with KNC, 9th overall pick out of Michigan, could instantly be one of the best defensive players in the game. Am I overstating that? I don't think so.
I don't think it's crazy to imagine that he's
you're on a run right now.
He's going to be a hell of a defensive player from day one,
yeah,
and quickly will be in that conversation for one of the better defenders.
Bring that old guy back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not Wemby.
Right.
Nobody's going to compare to the gravity that Wemby has pushing people away. But, you know, amongst the big guys who can defend on the perimeter, block some shots, get some steals. And I think this might allow them to get back to what they were plotting when they added Anthony Davis. We're going to have Anthony Davis and Lively. And obviously this guy doesn't have the injury history. But if Cooper Flagg emerges into the elite defender and you still have Najee Marshall, like, you might be able to put together a defensive squad that kind of rivals what Oklahoma City has done. And this idea that we can be so freakish where we can pack the paint and run at the three-point shooters and not give up open looks from three, that's kind of a wild concept that you would be able to do it. Like in the 90s and 2000s and even the early 2010s, you didn't even conceptualize that as a basketball team builder, that you could possibly have bigs that were so athletic.
Yeah.
But it really started with the bigs being more ball handlers and shooters, and obviously Dirk ushered that era in. But now this idea that, hey, if you just stay away from the stiff, because there's no more Shaqs, there's no more Alonzo Mournings or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is trying to punish you in the post. Everybody knows that's inefficient offense. So you don't have to worry about those guys anymore. You don't need your big just for the sake of being big. And, you know, even a guy like Daniel Gafford, you know, in the 90s and 2000s, he'd be celebrated. Wow,
right.
This guy, he takes on the bigs out there, and he's an incredible post defender. If you can't go out and switch and chase guys back and forth, you know, then I you get run off the court in the playoffs is what you know, Luka did so marvelously well. But now it's like, what is your position on the roster? And the other complete other side of that pendulum swing is, if you are one of those guys, it's like a cheat code for trying to build the best defense in the league.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what you want. And clearly that's what Ujiri and May are trying to do here. Just have kind of a defensive Avengers foundation to whatever it is that they're building towards. Like, they want to make sure that foundationally we are a versatile, big, long team that will lock other offenses down, can switch and wreak havoc that way, get out in transition, get easy buckets, and then the next step will be having guys like, who's the next Kyrie that you can have to be a real shot creator, mm-hmm. and things like that. But yes, they are definitely making it a point that you know, playing defense in that way with a bunch of long guys that and Ujiri's been doing this for a while now.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of his MO. And I'm sure it's funny because even the way like Nico went about it extremely wrong and backwards, but this is, I'm sure he's looking around going, yeah, I like what they've put together here.
I mean,
they clearly care about defense.
You don't want that Mavs roster that depended on Dorian Finney-Smith and Reggie Bullock, who were just devoid of dribbling and passing, right?
Yeah.
You would ask them to make connective plays, and it's like, really, all I can do is defend or shoot threes.
Sure.
You don't want that. But it's clear Masai values, Let's be bigger and faster and more explosive and longer than everybody.
Yeah.
And we'll figure out how to shoot a basketball.
Yeah, because not only the size, but it's the athleticism.
Yes.
Like everything you're hearing about their second-round pick last night.
Lawal.
He's arguably the most athletic player in the entire draft. I mean, he's in the conversation. So, I mean, Mike Schmitz, what he was saying afterwards with how the game has evolved and it's changed, it's just all about covering as much ground as you can in a short period of time. And they've certainly added guys that have the athletic ability to do that, but also the length to just be shot disruptors. And I see the play and I like the vision, but I do think you're absolutely right, Eric. The next step in this is, okay, well, what about my guys that can be ball handlers, my shot creators? Where's my offensive efficiency? But it's a good step in terms of how can we compete with the other elite teams in the conference, with San Antonio and OKC. They're doing a good job with that. And Minnesota's now kind of lost that in the front court. You know, their team's going to look totally different now that went to the Western Conference Finals two out of the last 3 years, with them moving on from Naz Reid. I guess they still have Rudy Gobert, but I mean, yeah, they're not a big force down low anymore.
And Julius Randle.
Yep.
They moved on from him as well.
And they're going to try to find playmakers who are very long, like the Spaniard 6'6". Is Chenko, the Russian that they traded for last night, is 6'8".
Yeah. Yeah.
And this Toby Lawal dude is 6'8" with a 45-inch vertical leap.
I know, that's crazy, dude.
So if it all ties together and you get a defensive coordinator who can install a system, you're talking about cutting off lanes and challenging the rim and out-rebounding everybody is what it, you know, looks like they're trying to form on paper. And maybe not Cooper Flagg at point guard for now, but two guard, you know. If you're going to have all these giant guys who aren't as skilled, you know, you could roll out this just incredibly supersized lineup, obviously, other than Kyrie Irving at this point. All right, a lot going on here in the world of sports. We'll hear more about the Lions cornerback story, Terrion Arnold. Pretty good player, isn't he?
Yeah.
Really good.
One of my faves.
Facing multiple felony charges. The bottom line is the police believe – Arnold believed these guys had stolen from him at Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he was robbing them back. But Arnold and his attorney are saying, no, we didn't do that. This is a misunderstanding, and there's no evidence that we were the orchestrator. But the people they arrested for that robbery are saying Terry and Arnold put him up to it. So, you know, we'll see how this whole thing gets sorted.
This guy's such a crazy story, dude.
This has been one of the most disruptive NFL off seasons since minicamps broke, or really before that. When you look at the amount of police fodder that
domestic violence stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're in a pretty good place here with these Cowboys. But the rest of the league can't stay the same. Okay, we got the champ on the other side, and then we got the top 10. Wolchuk, where are you taking us?
All right, it is classic ice cream truck offerings here on National Blow Pop Day. What are the top 10 ice cream truck ice creams? That's next.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
The journey? It starts here, at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born. Every swing, every step, every moment, it all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, top 10 here in a moment. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has a chance.
Thank you, General. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Going for two sometime next week is this beautiful broadcasting situation from the BBC. BBC, what does that stand for, fellas?
British Broadcasting Company?
Of course.
Or something
that's
else.
Corporation.
Corporation.
Yeah, I should be like Alex Trebek. No.
Why did Sage Hunter Pew brought us?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to throw that BBC out there at you boys. Pause.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. They were out there in Cape Verde when they scored their very first World Cup goal out there with the beautiful people in Cape Verde. Yes.
What's your appraisal of the way the Cape Verdean team has been playing so far?
I personally think so far Cabo Verde has been playing great. It's been matching Uruguay's pressure.
Scoring the first ever World Cup goal in the tournament. You can probably see from behind me the ecstasy, the exhilaration, and the euphoria in this place. Amanda, a big deal for the Cape Verdeans. It's one that will go into the history books, I must tell you.
Oh my God, it was so beautiful. I can't believe.
I must tell you.
Love it.
I must tell you.
I must tell you.
All the belief has left my body
you
forever.
You must see. Oh my God. Amber Rose. Kanye West's old girlfriend, Cape Verdean.
Okay.
Cape Verdean. Yeah, Cape Verdean. Yeah,
okay, I see you.
Yeah. Very ample.
Yeah. Your girlfriend is beautiful. Do you know she's a bird?
Looks like ecstasy and exhilaration to me. Okay, it's time now for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 220.
Exactly. What a transition right there, sir.
Hell yeah, very supple, beautiful transition. Well, let's talk ice cream, shall we? As it is indeed national Blow Pop Day. So I've got the top 10 classic ice cream truck offerings. We do have just an update. ESPN popped out a new article. Our friend Greg Wyshynski, Buck Daddy, and Emily Kaplan just updating where are the stars at with Jason Robertson.
Yes.
And I guess the latest is they're hoping to get maybe a Mikko Rantanen-like return. So that was the Stars sending two conditional first rounders, two third rounders, and then Logan Stankoven to the Hurricanes. The Canes then ended up flipping one of those firsts to get Condre Miller from the Rangers, who was a big player for them in the Stanley Cup final run that they just made. So that would be, it's just trended more and more like Robo is holding strong to 14 plus mil. Stars can't afford that. They've made a final offer to him. And unless he just says, I want to stay in Dallas, I think he's going to go somewhere else. And the Stars are probably going to have to work out a trade with a team that has the salary cap space and also wants him. Otherwise, it's the offer sheet, and then that's the four first-rounders. But I think more likely it's kind of the sign-and-trade type of deal here. But it's unfortunate that it's gotten to this point, but if the Stars could find out and get put themselves in a spot to get that Rantanen-like level of return, then you know what? Maybe it's big picture, it's good, because I love Robo, all right? And this will probably get clipped. Austin, he's not Connor McDavid, and he's looking at Connor McDavid like money. So big picture, I think this would be a win for the Stars. Let somebody else pay Robo $14 million.
And I think Robertson's a great player. He's a lot of people's favorite. But you're right. And paying that next level down the same money as the true superstars, I think, is a trap. It was clear to me 2 years ago, Wolchuk, if you remember, I was destroyed for this take by none other than yourself a few times. I thought it had run its course.
Yeah. I think Robertson is a guy that just never really stepped up in the postseason until this past Minnesota series, and they lost that series. But they've got enough talent. They need to get another goal scorer back in return for him, like we talked about yesterday. I think Dylan Larkin is sufficient at that. But I think Stars fans they love their own. They look at the points. But in terms of, are you a difference maker to this team hoisting a Stanley Cup? He's a great player. I don't think he's $14 million good. And I hope somebody else gives him his money. He's earned it. But I don't think the Stars are in a position to do that.
When they arrive, they're not physical enough and their defensemen aren't good enough.
Yeah.
So let's take away a non-physical goal scorer, make the team more physical, invest in defensemen. Kind of reset this on the fly. I trust Jim. I trust Jim more than any GM in DFW sports.
Jim's three-time GM of the Year award, and he's earned that. He certainly has. So we'll see. I mean, I'm sure like July 1st, I think, is the deadline for this. So this thing's going to start moving pretty quick. All right, let's slide into our top 10 here. Let's talk ice cream truck offerings on National Bomb Pop Day. And fellas, when it comes to the ice cream truck, I think it's the Choco Taco for me. That I always, as a kid, was like, hell yes, the Choco Taco reigns supreme. And did they make a return? Did we finally get the Choco Taco back? I think it might be back in certain areas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I have not been made aware of
that. I think certain places have the Choco Taco, or maybe it's like a knockoff brand of the Choco Taco after it got discontinued. But I think that kids that don't get to have the iconic Choco Taco are really just missing out on an outstanding childhood.
I think it's still out of there. Yeah, the original Klondike Choco Taco is officially discontinued. And that's a shame because it's hard to find great items at the ice cream truck.
It's not. I mean, and I don't even see
the Flintstones push pop.
But as a kid, though, yeah,
Flintstones push pop was crazy. The orange one?
Yeah, that's a good item. Really, really
good.
That's
a good item. That pinkish one, whatever that was fire, thing. Bro.
Oh, yeah. No, like the screwball or something like that?
Yeah, the screwball, the push pop ups or the screwball.
That's the jawbreaker in the bottom of the thing, right? The
it's kind of like slushy. It was like a raspberry slush, and it had the gumball at the bottom.
Bottom, yeah. But it was like a triangle, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like so cone. You're saying you agree with me that as an adult, the ice cream truck, it's like you try some of those, and you're like, wow, these are really non-high-quality desserts.
Yeah, as an adult, I think you're looking at the ice cream sandwiches, you know, the cookie ice cream sandwich,
yeah,
you know, if
the
they have
house,
some of those
yeah.
going. Yeah, the Toll House is pretty dang good. As a kid, you know, I think the ones with the gum eyeballs, like maybe it was a
Any
Ninja
the,
Turtle.
It was
or
like SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob.
Oh, that SpongeBob thing is horrible.
They're terrible
the
now.
The character
I would
pops.
Never even consider it now, but at the time, it was incredible.
Did you guys remember the Bomb Pop?
Yeah,
the
Bomb Pop
the
for
red,
sure.
White, blue
the
thing.
Bomb
I mean,
Pop's where
if
it's
you
at.
Told me they had the Snickers ice cream bar in there, the Snickers ice cream bar?
Yeah.
That's probably the one seed, and I'm sure ice cream trucks have welcomed that into the menu, right?
I would hope so. But I think there's something to the way that those different items can be stored and stay somewhat fresh.
Okay.
There's like a consistency, a texture to that ice cream or popsicle style that I think holds well.
There's a quality control blind spot.
Chief, you're calling out the vendors then, huh, on these things. You're saying their quality's not good. They're not buying good products for you?
Well, it's just it's the way that they're being stored.
There's
perhaps
something about the business
also
model.
So cynical, fam.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
can we get some good ice cream in there?
I thought what your chief was doing. I thought you were saying the vendors are just not caring. They're going to charge a couple bucks for bad ice cream.
I think they're all bottom line oriented, you know. But you can go through a grocery store and find items at least three times the quality.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's just kind of the novelty.
Why not just buy those up and put them?
I think we're trying to make money. I think that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, as an adult, I'm not really like, oh, the ice cream truck's here. You hear the music.
I think most like popsicle brand. I think most like the ice cream truck's ice cream is like popsicle brand.
Is that what it is?
It's been a while, bro.
Yeah. It is a lot of those products. The fudgesicle, the snow cones.
Last time you heard that music in a while, huh?
It's been a while.
I don't even know. This summer, I used to be able to hear it in our neighborhood, but I have not heard the ice cream truck come around the Plano area.
I look for a guy in my neighborhood. He has a grill. I look for him like the ice cream man. Like, where's he coming back around? Where are you posted up at this weekend, fam?
The popsicles do dominate this. The number 10 is the push pops and the screwball. So the push pops, like the sherbet you push from the tube.
Yeah.
Those are delicious.
High quality.
Very, very,
like
very good.
Yeah, the Flintstone ones.
Number 9
and
is the
Schwan Man.
The toasted almond bar. Chocolate-covered vanilla bar with cookie or almond crunch.
The strawberry shortcake one is crazy.
Yeah, and that's getting Texas in quite a bit. Okay. People are loving that.
Yeah, those are good.
You guys really like the flavor of that orange push-up thing?
Hell yeah. Was it sherbet?
Man.
Yeah, it feels like sherbet.
See, you guys are not old enough to remember, like, we said this thing called the Orange Julius.
I had that.
You guys have had that?
Yeah.
That was just god-awful.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Real orange juice.
I think they still sell those.
But to me, the orange push-up thing, very similar to the Orange Julius, like the same flavor.
It wouldn't be a first choice.
Not the best effort you could make, I don't think.
Strawberry Shortcake Ice Cream Bar was fire.
Yeah.
The drumstick is definitely the one seed from the 903. 100-gram ice cream bar. 100-gram ice cream bar is number one.
Underrated candy bar.
Very good candy bar. Never had the ice cream. Dolo David, brother-in-law, his kids have an ice cream truck making noise, playing music. That meant they were out of ice cream to avoid buying his kids' ice cream. Oh, he tells the kids if the song's playing, they're out of ice cream. That's actually genius. You're crazy. The bomb pop and the push pops are fire.
When they figure that out, though, man.
Yeah,
the mutiny on your hand.
You've been lying to me the whole time.
That's going to be a big one.
I am sorry about the push pop thing. That's just me.
I like the bomb sticks, fudge and banana from the 469. The fudge and banana were very, very popular.
Did we all have the same move where you hear the music at a distance and immediately you stop whatever game you're playing outside and everybody scrams to their house as fast as possible?
Get some change. For some
money. Get money.
Like, please, please, mom, can I have four quarters right now?
Mom. Can I have full bucks?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I don't even know, have the prices gone up? Has inflation taken over on the ice cream
probably
trucks?
Probably has. Maybe that's why they're not coming around anymore.
Probably a little cup of
I hear them
Blue
off in the distance from time to time, and that's when I know it's time to get the girls inside.
They know the neighborhoods that have the kids, right?
For sure. Yeah, they scout it out.
214 does make a point here that maybe, Brian, you're not liking it because the orange gives you the poops.
Hmm.
That's a good point.
And that's a good callback.
I just didn't think the flavor was very good.
If you probably would have never had those Orange Julius things, you'd be all for the bomb pop. It probably just ruined you.
That's one of those drinks like, oh, let me get, instead of getting a Jack in the Box milkshake, it was, oh, let's get the Orange Julius. And then it was like, what are we doing, Mom?
The character pops are 8, the SpongeBob, Superman. That was like sherbet pops, shared like cartoon heads. And you had the gumball eyes. Kind of freaky when you think about them now. What were we doing?
What do you guys think about the straight fudge ice cream bar?
Love it.
It's just chocolate.
Yeah.
No, it's just so plain. It's tried and true, though.
You know what you're getting.
It's just like the fudge, just not like a dark chocolate, but it's on a stick.
The fudgesicle.
I think they're great.
Like those?
Big fan. Creamsicles at 7. Creamsicle snow cone, by the way.
See, that's another. It reminds me of the Orange Julius.
Ooh, dang, because I do like the good creamsicle. But it is orange. It's orange sherbet. The drumstick or the king cone comes in at number 6.
There you go. Drumstick. There, that's all day.
The traditional Klondike bar at 5. The Bomb Pop on National Bomb Pop Day. Red, white, and blue rocket.
Yeah, that's a good one. That thing, like a massive amounts of sugar in that bad boy.
And then your tongue would end up being like blue, and then once you got to the bottom, it would end up being red.
That's instant brain freeze eating one of
Big
those.
Big time.
Your dad would take a bite of it? Did your dad ever take a bite?
Yeah.
Like, oh, come
your
on.
Your teeth is like so sensitive.
It's like 103 out there, and you had to eat it at such a fast rate.
It's dripping everywhere.
Yeah, just
so messy. Yeah. 3 is the ice cream sandwich, just tried and true. I do think the Chipwich was my number one seed. If you're going to the ice cream sandwich out of the ice cream truck with the chocolate chips around the edges of the ice cream.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that Toll House cookie is an after every day we broadcast in training camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's your first move every time you go right up to the desk.
When I'm checking out, they're like, okay, that's $108. And I'm like, I look at the bill and it's like all those
20 of them.
Yeah, I mean, I acknowledge it. You know, I'm not like, oh, what did I do?
You're not fighting.
Did Eric put his buffet tab on my bill? No, it's like, you know, 18 Tall House chocolate chips.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start throwing my ice cream sandwiches onto your tab.
He doesn't know the difference.
I guess I ate 42. This week.
The strawberry shortcake bar is at number 2 here, Lucius.
Hell yeah.
But number 1, the number 1 ice cream truck delicious offering is the Choco Taco. Bring it back. What are we doing? The kids need the deliciousness of the Choco Taco.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Top 10 every afternoon, 220. We got a Hodge coming up next, Chief.
Yeah, we have a basketball suspension, alien abductions, or at least allegations, and the most important advice you'll hear today next in the...
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
The journey? It starts here, at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born. Every swing, every step, every moment, it all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. Time now for an early sports hodgepodge. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Lots to get to right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly. We no one's thousands. Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, you rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Little shock jock stuff.
Okay, did we see, was anybody watching Brazil and Scotland last night?
It was on behind you.
Yeah, it was on behind you, so.
Yeah, it was kind
of. As much as I could.
Yeah, as much as we could.
So there, we didn't notice any players being abducted by aliens at any point during that game?
Mm-hmm. Didn't see any fans or alien abductions. I was looking for it, but I didn't notice anything.
Okay.
I rewatched some of it last night, didn't see it there either.
Okay. All right. Yep. Well, then that is good news. An all-time ball sacker, a professional ball sacker with 20-plus million followers across social media, a Brazilian psychic, a.k.a. a Brazilian ball sacker, was warning everyone that she was having dreams and visions that UFOs were going to land down at Hard Rock Stadium yesterday and take away many of our soccer players. And there was going to be suffering and crying, gnashing of teeth. And it's good to find out that didn't happen.
No.
Okay. It hasn't popped up on any news feed that I've had that took place.
Well,
so
unless the Men in Black guys showed up and, you know, with their... We all got our brains erased.
The neuralizer.
Yeah, the neuralizer. Thank
That's
you.
True. Yeah, maybe we got neuralized last night.
But we didn't see anything from what I know.
There's also no confirmations of that either. So, I don't know. You had the psychic for the Knicks, maybe getting the ball rolling on this. Then you had the Ghana witch person putting a spell on Harry Kane. That actually did seem to work a little bit. They were kind of two for two.
That worked in the final minutes.
On their devilish schemes. Nick's psychic, and then the Ghana, and then all of a sudden the Brazilian ladies trying to come out there and take advantage of the wake of the other two individuals, and she just fell flat on her face. Like, how do you recover from that? How do you maintain 20-plus million followers across your social media by being a psychic, and then you're laying down the biggest one that's going to happen, and we wake up and everything's fine? Like, how does she recover from that? Did she just move on and act like nothing happened, and everybody else just continues to follow her and take her at her word?
Man, like, she must have had some big hits going into this. To build 20 million followers? Was she right about some stuff?
I don't know. She's probably showing her feet in her videos, and you know, it's just taking off. That's probably her trick, right? Here's my toes. Oh, here's a ball sack. Move on.
BBL, maybe.
I mean?
That's a BBL action there.
Perhaps. I mean, I don't know how far she's willing to go for this, but a little toe here, a little toe there. Next thing you know, 20 plus million followers, and we're alleging aliens coming down to Hard Rock Stadium, or excuse me, Miami Stadium, to take away our Brazilian soccer team.
Yeah,
didn't happen.
Little toe can go a long way.
My goodness gracious. Did you guys see the disaster class that is the New York Mets yesterday?
Yeah, I saw that the Norway's fans, though, were in the stands for that game yesterday. That was kind of fun.
They had the doubleheader yesterday versus the Cubs.
The day-night one.
And they lose both. Yeah. So they are now 12 games under .500. And it was like the fans were revolting. The broadcasters were revolting.
Oh.
But one thing that jumped out to me was in one of their games yesterday amidst the doubleheader, they were calling it a six-hour-long humiliation ritual for the Mets yesterday.
That's what it was, yeah.
And it was six fielding errors in one of the games. Six fielding errors. So I wanted to take a peek-ski at just how much of an anomaly that is. It's not a record. It is not a record. Broadus, when you were watching the Detroit Tigers in 1901 live, you saw 10 infield errors out of 12 total that day.
Then
Spanky McFarland had three of them.
Just 2 years and Spanky. 2 days later in 1903, when you were watching the Chicago White Sox, you saw them have an 18-error game. And one individual, Lee Tannehill, one of your favorite players, you had his jersey and his fat head.
I covered him.
You covered him, and he had four of those errors. So now it is tough. I think this is the most, from what I'm seeing, this is the most errors by any team in one game since 2019. That's what they did yesterday. Doubleheader.
Simeon had two of them, and I guess just a couple of hours ago they put him on the 10-day. I don't know if that's performance related.
Okay.
Sounds like it could be.
We were only keeping you here for your defense, buddy. But, I mean, he's having an offensive year in line with what we saw the last couple of years. But I think the humiliation might have hit strongest for Marcus Simeon, unfortunately. But he'll always have that 2023 World Series to
We'll always love you, bud. Third place in the MVP voting right behind Seager.
He's an Iron Man. That guy's ticked he's not playing in these games.
So we all saw Caitlin Clark get jabbed in the throat last night.
Yeah, it was dirty. Her coach is ticked.
Alyssa Thomas was the enforcer for Phoenix.
Did they tackle her? What did they do?
Well, she kind of went to the ground. It was everybody's fighting for the ball.
It was dirty. She got punched in the throat.
They all went down on top of her, and then one lady just kind of had her fist in her neck there for a second. They're playing with us because they like to do the slow-mo video of it, so it feels like the hand is on the neck for an extreme amount of time. But no, it didn't look good. And the WNBA has since come out and said it is a one-game suspension, quote, recklessly making contact with her fist to the throat area of Caitlin Clark.
Here we go.
No throat fisting.
Finally getting
the WNBA.
Right.
You heard it here first.
I knew there was an angle here. I really
didn't know how to react.
I just walked right into that thing.
That's what it is,
Eric's got a legitimate WNBA story.
How is this illegitimate?
Now fisting and throating involved.
Is now the when do we get to the gays?
You can thank Alyssa Thomas for this.
Yeah, sure I can.
Sure, I can.
I don't think Caitlin Clark will be anytime soon.
One game suspension.
I don't think she's into that kind of stuff. They're taking a hard stance.
What did she get this? What the one game for her?
Well, they're calling it throat fisting.
Yeah, there we go.
Can't do that.
I know what you're doing.
Not a legal move.
Can I just say that I think the popular movement of women's sports is going to be one of the best things to happen to men's sports. As far as the little dramas that take place, because these gals are so catty.
They're catty.
And are going after each other in ways that I don't think men would imagine, right? The back and forth over the last couple of nights between these two teams. Like, at some point, the women's sports are going to become so popular, and the men are going to be able to, and the media will say, well, that's nothing compared to what's going down over here in the W.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are soft.
Yeah. I mean, they are taking physicality to another level.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, so I think it's not only the physicality, but the personal confrontations and the one-upping. Either the women are going to have to dial it all the way back and learn to be more stoic and professional, as we've asked the men to do, and they are 99% compliant on that. Women are down here at like 70% compliant with it. Either they're going to have to rise to the stoic nature of men.
Yes.
Or men are going to totally get let off the hook for any drama stuff resembling. Because it's so elevated over here, bro. So I think that's what we're reacting to. Like, I don't think Caitlin Clark deserves special protection. She's like the 10th best player in the league. And I don't think she's getting that much extra physicality. Women's sports are more physical, even down into the youth levels. Mm. Like, the way they're officiated, I don't understand why, but refs let the girls get away with a lot more than the boys.
Well, I mean, I just simply haven't watched enough, like, real actual games to, like, understand the nature of kind of how they're approaching these things. But you just take it in some clips, and it does seem like there is a constant confrontation going on across the board.
And she's bringing a lot of that to the table. Like, she called that gal a B-word.
Oh, that's a no.
Well, she was being a B.
Wait, was it last night?
Yeah.
Oh, after you get fisted?
No, in the previous matchup between those teams. She was celebrating a missed free throw
and
said
a lot of crap.
B-word. That goes viral. You call me a B-word the next time we're on the court together, if you're on the ground and I'm kind of falling towards you, there might be a little extra nudge. It's not like the gal went Wimby, you know?
Yeah, right, right.
Wimby's diving into people at midcourt. It's like, oh, that's my guy, Wimby.
Yeah.
Don't criticize. Wimby straight up elbowed a dude in the face, 10 times more violent than anything Caitlin Clark has endured in the W. I think it's a crazy story, and the clips are being weaponized to polarize people that are along that divide of the culture war in America. I think that's what this story is really like 98% about.
Well, I think we do have some advice that I want to give to everyone because it's important and it's not something that we talk about probably enough on the heels of the Terry and Arnold fiasco where him and his pals had reportedly had $250,000 worth of stuff stolen from them at an Airbnb, and then they circled back and tried to rob the people that they thought had robbed them, only they were robbing people that hadn't robbed them, and now the Lions' Terry on Arnold is in a whole world of trouble. This is not something that you really get taught in class. You're not getting seminars on this. I don't even know that there's a TED Talk on it. But RG3 is willing to step up to the plate and lend some voice. He tweeted this out last night, in the middle of the night, as a matter of fact. It was so important.
It says, I thought it was important you answered him back.
If you are a professional athlete making life-changing money, don't ruin your life by kidnapping and robbing people, drinking and driving, or putting your hands on women. And then he realized, wait, this should probably be across the board. He goes, actually, if you are any human being, don't ruin your life doing this type of stuff. That's an important word.
What a play by me.
Thank you, RG3, for speaking on something that is just not talked about enough.
Can you please?
And I love that he pivoted. It wasn't just the professional athletes. You know what? This actually goes across the board. Any human.
Yeah.
Let's not kidnap.
No.
Let's not rob.
Let's not do that.
Let's not drink and drive.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why he's making the big bucks.
It's the kind of crap that you just appreciate from RG3.
It's wisdom. Hot take.
He's dropping heat.
It's RG3. Maybe his finest work since his rookie year playing.
Damn right.
That's a Heisman. That's my Heisman right there.
That's my guy.
The story's unbelievable.
What did you just say? Bear down.
And your reply once again to him was, what did you say?
I didn't reply.
Yes, you did.
Did I? You did. Yeah, I did reply.
What did you say?
I think I just said thank you, didn't I?
No, you had a long...
Extremely important reminder for all of us. Thank you, RG3. That was my response.
This story with Terry and Arnold is just insane.
It's insane, dude.
It really is wild.
He was living in an action movie.
Yes.
Thought he was living in a Hollywood film.
Took GTA to the next level.
Keeping his street cred alive.
Gosh.
I cannot wait to hear.
What in the world?
His curated side of the story from the lawyer, but I don't think there's any getting out of it.
So I
guess you just hope that there will still be time for you to resume your playing career when the legal system's done with you. Okay, we got to run. We got one down, two and a half to go. Football fix time. Will Chuck, where are you taking us?
Let's do it. Caleb Downs, minicamp takeaways. Kittle on IU can ranking every team based on offensive playmakers. That's next in the nation.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns.
No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.